So hello, everybody, and welcome to our Gold Plus and Diamond and Elite call. And we're here for November. This is our first call for November. We just started November, and I'm here to support you. Like, what do you need? What questions do you have? What might have come up? I know some of you came on the a body balance call earlier, and that was cool. And I love that we get to see each other on a regular basis and answer your questions. So let's see. Okay. So let me go to the chat. Okay. So the way we can go through, I would love it if everybody, if anybody has a success to share first, go ahead and do that. I know that there were a few that were typed in. I just have to go to my inbox, my email, and find those. There were a whole bunch of them that came in today. Whoops, did she move them? Clients. All right, give me a second. ERC. And RSVP, ERC RSVP forms. There we go. So I know I saw one from Diana, and I saw one from Paula. Diana was just, I'm going to be here, and shared that despite the early end of the garden, I'm beyond blessed to have a beautiful bounty of things to put up. No, that was last week's. What happened to the one that you put in this week? I don't know how to find anything in my inbox anymore. Paula said, I do have questions I'd like addressed for celebrations to share. Okay, and Paula's question was about the acute stuff. Let me just see what happened to the other ones, because there were a whole bunch. Okay, got my lab requisitions going for blood draw tomorrow. That was Diana. So was that the only ones? I thought I saw others. Did anybody else submit a form?
I saw three responses total on my end. So
okay, because on the log that you put in there, there was only one.
Yeah, that's because there was only one question. But okay. Together we're just form submission, no questions.
So. Okay. So best for me is to see also the comments, because I like to connect with people based on the comments as well.
Okay.
Put like a success or just, you know, comments. So that would be great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. So anybody have anything they want to share in terms of a success? Something that you're feeling like I'm excited about. I've been trying to do this for months and I finally did it. Or yeah, Susanna.
Well, I went to Mexico and I didn't get sick.
That's awesome.
Nothing. No digestive upsets, no viruses, nothing. It was fantastic.
Oh, congratulations. I'm so excited for you. Yay. That's a biggie. That's a biggie.
It was huge.
Awesome. Yay. And it was fun.
It was fun.
Yay. Super cool. Who else? Anybody? Jay, I saw you come on Body Balance and I went to talk to you and you were gone. So I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I was trying to do work at the same time and I had a call that came in. So
oops. Okay.
I cut out.
Darn work.
Yep, gets in the way of personal life.
Gets in the way of life. Cool. All right. So is Paula on? I know she had a question about some acute stuff. Wait, I think she said she wasn't going to be on, but she had a question. Let me just see. Let me go back to this. I thought she said she wasn't going to be able to make it, but she had a question. Are you planning to attend? No, but I do have questions I like address or okay. So I've been sick with acute severe gastroenteritis since Monday. So she's been struggling with this on and off. Scheduled a blood draw for CBC, CMP, thyroid, etc. next Wednesday, but wonder if my body might not be stabilized enough by then. The thing that I would suggest is to get the CBC, because we want to see if there's anything showing up as far as infectious that might be more systemic, not just in the gut. As far as the others, you know, it shouldn't affect it too much, but it could cause some dehydration, right? If you've got diarrhea, that's probably, you know, going to create some dehydration, which could change the blood test. So my overall would be, I think that I would get the CBC done, but maybe hold off on the other stuff. And I remember seeing one from Rachel. I remember seeing one from Rachel, but now I don't see it in my inbox. I don't know what happens to
Can I talk real quick?
Sure.
Okay. I pulled over for gas, so.
Okay.
I was communicating with Paula via email earlier today, and I know Steph did too, because she may have gotten some food poisoning because she something came out. She ate and she got ill right away, and she actually spiked a bit of a fever up to 101. Mm-hmm. And everything else you were talking about. I know Steph had talked about the activated charcoal. I talked about, you know, like cumin and fennel and these other things that can help if you get food poisoning. So I know that was one of her concerns, along with what you were talking about.
Yeah, so I think that the charcoal is a really good idea. Anything that can bind things like zeolite can also be helpful. But charcoal is usually easier to find and use. Fennel is really good when there's a lot of gas, and oftentimes that happens, but it does sound like
it's... Yeah, she was having a lot of abdominal pain.
So I think that was good advice. I know she's been having stuff off and on, and sometimes what happens, you're much more sensitive if you've had this happening before, you know what I mean? And so I think she's just more susceptible to stuff that happens. I don't, you know, the fact that you said that it was a fever says to me that it was probably more likely to be a food poisoning versus something, you know, like a, just like something bad, like something that disagreed with her versus something that was a bacterial thing. Although anything could be happening, and it's happening to her repeatedly. Like she was just seemed like she was getting over it, and it's happening again. So I think both of you gave her good advice.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up because I knew we'd gone back and forth with that.
I think that also if there's some kind of antimicrobial that would be good in the gut, like a berberine or like biocidin might be a little strong if she's having a hard time holding things down, but things like that, because there are antimicrobial and can help the gut.
Yeah. I also recommended basil juice. Because that has some of that, and it's real soothing.
I've never tried.
You know, you can either juice. Yeah, basil juice is actually really good for abdominal issues. So you can either just chew it or juice it, or you can get it as a tincture, actually. But it's really good for the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that calming. It calms it down, that carminative type effect.
Yeah, I would say garlic, but garlic tends to be pretty harsh and hot. So it can be antimicrobial, but it might be a little harsh.
Yeah, and I mentioned garlic to her kind of with the same caveats you did. You know, apple cider vinegar, lemon.
Yeah, again, you know, I would just be cautious with those in just little sips.
Right, exactly.
Might aggravate, yeah.
Right, and so it's like, you know, there's this, and this is what this will do, but, you
and
know.
And of course, there's always for that soothing marshmallow, or something like slippery elm, plantain.
Yeah.
These kind of things that are really soothing.
Would clay be okay?
Clay, that's another thing I was going to say with the zeolite, clay, diatomaceous, charcoal, those sorts of things can be. Diatomaceous might be a little harsh.
Yeah,
But clay can be very soothing. You make a little, you mix it with water and you make a kind of a paste and take that. Yeah, Diana's putting her hands up. Yeah, because that can be very soothing, demulcent, as well as drawing toxins out.
Right. I have both liquid and powder at home. Just the liquid is just a safeguard if you need something right away.
I've got that too. I start with the powder and then I mix it in a jar with the liquid, and then just I have a jar of that. You can also use that as a face mask. It makes nice smooth skin.
Yes.
Feels really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And think about that. Like if you take something and you put it on your face, right? And you wash it off and your face feels real smooth. Huh. What's happening in the gut, right? It's smoothing it out. It's softening it. It's making it feel more comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are all right. Good ideas. So
I heard you talking about it while I was getting gas. I wanted to make sure that I shared with you what we were talking about with that.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. And are you almost home yet? No.
No. Once again, I hit, well, because with my father-in-law passing away this morning, I got a late start because I was busy helping get things
organized
together. So I didn't leave until about 1:30. Oh. So again, I hit Fort Worth at rush hour. Yep. So I'm in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Okay. Well, good luck. Yeah. You're going to stop for the night and then go home?
That's the plan.
Okay. All right.
Well, all right. But I'm going to listen in and drive for a few more hours. And
yeah. And passing comfort, you know, to the family and to Mark, especially, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No matter what you're expecting and no matter what their age, losing a parent. I mean, even when we lost
still
my
his
aunt.
Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. She was 104. Scott's aunt, actually. She was 104. And she just was going and going. And, you know, we saw her a few weeks before and we're like, she's not going to be around much longer. And you know, it was just so heartbreaking, even though she was 104 and had a beautiful life. It's, you know, we're selfish, I guess. And we miss them on the physical plane. And right.
Well, this is the thing. And this is what I'll pass on to people here, because again, I want to support, honor, and commend you all for showing up in your own life. And this was a man who he was very nice, but I feel like he did not live his life. Mm. He was very, very quiet. And I just want all of us here to recognize who we are and to fully show up. And that's what you guys are doing. And so, you know, just keep showing up for your own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you want things better, right? It's like you can be satisfied where you are. We were having this discussion yesterday, very happy and comfortable where you are, but know that there's more.
Right. Know that's what fully showing up is about, right?
Yeah.
It's expanding that comfort zone just enough to make you uncomfortable. You don't want to overdo it, but just, and to me, that's what fully living life is about.
Yeah.
It's not being content.
Well, you can be totally content. I'm totally content and happy with my life. But where I see where the potential is to move to and the more people to reach is here, right? But I can be perfectly happy here as I learn how to get there. And that's the thing. We all, you know, it's not like you're not grateful for the health you do have, but you want more.
Right. And that gratitude is so important.
Gratitude is super important. Always, always, always.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Yes.
So Angelica and Lynn and I got to spend the last, what was it, five and a half days together. And it was really an awesome experience. And Rachel, I love what you said. I did find it again. You said, I stood up for myself and my health and got rid of negativity in my life that was hindering my progress. Now that that's gone, I'm full steam ahead. Would you like to tell us more? That sounds like, that just warms my heart and soul. Okay, let's unmute you first. I'm not good at reading lips.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
I had a contractor here. He's been here for over a year. And it should not have been that long, but it turned out to be that long. But it actually affected my health to the point that a month ago, my adrenals became depleted, whatever you want to refer to that as. And in that moment, I realized all the stress was not worth my health. And so thanks to all of my wonderful coaches who helped me and strengthened me. I had a meeting with the man. My brother, God put my brother right beside me, who is a contractor. And together we stood up, and he left last Tuesday, packed up all of his things, and he is gone. And since that moment, I can't tell you, but the excitement is building, 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 building.
Awesome. A sense of freedom, yeah. Too, that you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations.
So thank you to all of you. And I feel like I've had a slow start into the program, because I feel like all of that was just somewhere back here, and I could not propel forward. Now that it's gone, you could ask Annette, like, my coaching session with her was just full of excitement, because I feel like God is just bringing it all together. Finally, I can move forward.
Yay, Rachel. And you have big goals, which I really admire, right? Your missionary work and working as a nurse, and, you know, mission. I think, you know, and we all have something we have a talent for, and a lot of times we hold back.
Yes.
So I really appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you. And thank you for all that you have done to make this possible.
My pleasure. It's my mission.
I will bless you.
About that, right? Missions, right?
Yes.
My mission.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And if I can sum everything up in one sentence, I would say that through all of this learning experience with this program and everybody and all, you know, the aspects of it, that it is so huge to just take one step in the right direction. And then you take that one step, you can take another step, and you feel like, okay, I did two steps. Now I can do three steps. That's literally how I'm where I'm at right now. I did not start into this with some big, huge, it was just one step at a time. Definitely. And I feel like those steps just keep building and propelling you more forward, more forward, more forward. And it is so huge. It's like a snowball. It just gets bigger and bigger as you go down the road.
Full analogy. It's so beautiful. And you know, that's how we step. And everybody's journey is a little different.
Yes.
Some people take bigger steps. Some people take faster steps. Some people take slower steps, and there's no right or wrong. There's no judgment. It all just is.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's very motivational. Yeah. Thank you. And there's Jeannie. Hi. And there's Donna. Donna, are you still in Florida? Yeah. I want to hear all about it. I want to hear all about it. Yay? Okay, go ahead. Open up your line and tell us. Donna is at the Hippocrates Institute in Florida, and that's a really amazing healing center. So tell us what's going on. You look happy.
So so far, and mind you, I'm not doing, you know, their diet to a T, because it's too overwhelmingly stressing, you know, to do completely raw.
Mm-hmm. Well, with your gut stuff, it's yeah.
But I have been, since I've gotten here, no gluten and no dairy.
Yay!
Huge for me.
Huge. Huge.
I have still done sugar. I've had candy.
How did you get that there? Are you sneaking it in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
And I've even, you know, gone and got some meat, you know, like I'll go to Whole Foods and go to their bar and get a little bit of meat. And I've had nuts, but no gluten and no dairy. And, you know, that was my two big ones, you know, other than sugar. And as soon as I run out of sugar, then I'm not going to have more. Because I can tell myself, oh, just I won't eat that. But
okay.
So, and I've done a lot of different, you know, therapies and detoxing. And like today I did, I got reflexology.
Oh, nice.
And he is not gentle by any means. And I've had numerous colonics. it started to feel really awful. So it's like, okay, I need to slow down.
Yeah.
But then it's stirring up so much of that toxic buildup that it's like, okay, slow down. Let me adjust a little.
Yeah, adjust it. Right.
I have this, the
diatomaceous earth.
This earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
To help pull those toxins out once they get stirred up.
Yep.
Do that again tonight. Good. And yeah.
You bring wheatgrass juice?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Little by little.
Yep. But I have been drinking the green juice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good. Lots of green. How much longer do you have there?
Another week.
Another week. Good. A couple of my friends from another program were there. I don't know if you ran into them.
I looked at the names that you put there, and it none seemed familiar. But this week, 50 people came in all at once, so it's like,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. But I'm learning a lot of stuff about de-stressing and not let the guides get to me, and you know, differently, which is one of the big things that I needed to really learn.
Yeah,
it's going really well.
Good. I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm so glad just for you to just be able to just be by yourself.
Yeah.
Right. We could put you in a box somewhere with no therapies, and just that alone could be super therapeutic. Yeah. Right.
And my son has been sick. It's kind of funny. My son has been sick all week. So my husband said to like take off and be with him, and like, yeah, welcome to my world.
Maybe he'll have a little bit more empathy for you.
But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm just like, thank goodness it's not me. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you get the break. So glad. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Virginia. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. So who else has something to share or ask? You guys are quiet. Jeannie, I haven't seen you in a few weeks. What's up with you?
There. I was going to piggyback a little bit on what Rachel had said with just being able to have this class and this, you know, community. And I had a doctor appointment yesterday, just my annual physical with my primary care doctor. And it just always feels like, you know, in this group, it seems like it's positive. And when you go to the doctor, it doesn't matter what it is. It seems like there's always a negative, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like even yesterday, my weight, which was down, you know, which I think is a good thing. And, you know, and then they start talking about, well, you're still right where you should be, but you've lost since you were here last. So we really, you know, and it always makes me feel like, you know, they're kind of coming down on you for everything. It's
like, congratulations. Good job. Exactly. You're right where you should be now.
I'm looking on this, you know, it's like,
yeah.
And I told her, I said, I'm watching my, you know, blood sugar. I'm trying to, you know, really be more careful. And, you know, so it was just something I thought of last night. It was just, you know, I just have a real negative connotation with the medical field and this group, the community of people, the, you know, with the coaches and everything. I just love to come because, you know, it kind of is uplifting and it kind of gives you a, you know, it's so much more motivating to work on your health. And
yeah, when you're not being like, oh, and you're gloom and doom and you lost weight and is there something wrong because you lost weight, right?
Right.
And don't continue to lose weight or
So that was when Rachel was talking, I was like, that was what, you know, was going through my mind as I wanted to piggyback how much I appreciate the group.
Well, thank you. We appreciate having you here.
Yes.
Thank you. You know what I appreciate is how everybody supports each other, right? We were on a call earlier today with the Body Balance group, and someone had just had a really tough time and had some things happen to her that were not out of in her control, you know, somebody hacking her savings account and somebody, and then she lost her checkbook, and, you know, and then she fell back into old patterns of, she'd already lost 4 inches and 14 pounds. And then she was berating herself, but there was so much love and support from the group. And, you know, we were like, okay, what positive, wow, you did this. And she's been exercising, and we got her, like, it just got her so out of that mode. And Diana shared, and you could see that people were visibly moved by what she shared, and Diana was crying. Aww. And so was someone else, and she just felt so supported that she could just keep going because she had that support, and it was just so beautiful to watch.
And sometimes we don't know how much we need that, you know. I mean, it's like you're just fumbling through, and you realize, you know, when you hear those words, how important they are.
How important they are. And Diana pointed out, she goes, you know, you could have just stayed in your hole at home, but you were really brave to even come here and talk about this.
Right.
And that's so influenced other people and encouraged other people. And then she had, you could hear her as she talked about what she did over the weekend, and her voice uplifted. And, you know, it's just, that's the kind of stuff that heals, right? That uplifting, that, okay, I can do this. Okay, I've made steps. Okay, I've made progress. And okay, I fell down, and I'm okay. I'm human. I'm coming right back up.
Right. You know?
Just so, so important for healing. And it's a piece that is missed in Western medicine, and they have the 10-minute appointments, and they have the hospital things, and it's a paradigm. It's not like anything against the individual people that they don't mean well. It's just the paradigm that they're operating from, and the educational system that they're operating from makes it a challenge to really spend the time connecting. You know, when I taught it at Shine, one of my biggest thing is, what's the first thing in our therapeutic process is connection. Right. We have to connect, and then we can assess what's going on, and then we can give you some motivating and inspiring and plans and action steps. Right. But we have to connect.
And but I think as many people, as many doctors that I've worked with, it's like, that's so rare.
Yeah.
And you don't see it very often, you know, having that connection. Because I mean I've been through many, 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 many doctors, and, you know, and it's just even the ones that are good people, like you said, you know, it's not the person. It's like they're really, you know, they're good people, but it's just so different than having, you know, it's like I always look forward to being able to get back and, you know, almost like, okay, I'll go do that. And now I, you know, get back to where I feel comfortable.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Who else wants to share or has a question or concern or comment? Who's coming to the lab retreat tomorrow? I know that, you know, a lot of you didn't get your labs back in time and are going to come to the other one. And there's one on the 23rd, and you'll see in the newsletter tomorrow. We're at maximum for that one. And normally, you know me, I'll just go on for hours and hours and hours, and I'll stay as long as somebody's there. But I can't that day because it's right before the Vital Healing Kitchen. So I have to end on time, and we've hit the I feel like I could take 20 at the most, and even that's kind of tight. So what we can do is, if you're signed up for that one, you know, make sure that you come. But if we need to go over, if we overflow, we can do something on the next day. So I just want everybody to know that I can't overflow that day, but I can overflow into the next day, and we'll figure it out. So yeah, I felt bad for that because tomorrow I could overflow, but there's only like 8 people signed up for it. So like, I don't need to overflow tomorrow, but the other day I don't have time to overflow. Yeah.
I got a question on that. Sure. I'm going to be ordering a doctor's data parasitology x3. And I'm hoping I can get it back and have the results for the 23rd. I'm booked for the 23rd. But the tests, I'm going to actually go down and get blood labs tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which will be back in time.
Yeah.
But
that lab call is generally for blood chemistry.
Okay.
So okay. We'll go through the blood, because I'm going to basically start with here's the pieces, right? And then here's how, what I'll probably do is spend more time tomorrow on the background and then take that piece of that recording and say, anybody who's scheduled for the 23rd, if you want to prep for it, so you're understanding as we go through that you can watch this piece first. But it's really for the blood chems. You can come to any of these calls with your data.
Yeah. Okay, I was just hoping it would be in by then, but I was going to say, because I could always bump out of that into a second day if you wanted, if it comes down to it. I'm going to try and be back here in time to visit with the call tomorrow. But because of how far I got to go, I don't know.
You don't know. Right, exactly.
But, I'll check in as soon as we get home. I had to wait till I think it was Monday when I finally got the blood labs that you ordered. So I didn't even know what I was going to get. So after I saw what you had ordered and I had an idea, then I went and I purchased some more from Dr. Allen. So I'll have a better panel for you.
So you'll have a more complete.
Yeah. It was kind of like a cold coordination thing. And I was actually sitting here this evening, it was getting down to 5 o'clock and I hadn't gotten the requisition for the ones I purchased from Dr. Allen yet. And I have to leave by 6:30 and I don't have a smartphone. So I had to have a printed copy. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be crazy. But I got in there and I asked, and somebody actually was online, and it was Amy. And she expedited to make sure I got my order in. So I'm all set to go tomorrow.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad. Thank you, Amy.
So we'll have more than just an A1C and a CRP to look at.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I've got to say. So
thank you.
I won't worry about the doctor's data because we can do that at any time he said. So.
Yeah, we can do that in any of these.
Do we have to register for, I'm not planning on having you look at my blood work, but I thought I might sit in on the first.
Oh, yeah, you can come. You don't have to register. We'll just give you, will we send, I think,
do I need
go step? Ahead and register for tomorrow's.
Okay.
And then you can come to either one. The link will be the same.
Okay.
And I guess we should just send... We'll tell Amy to make sure we send out the link to everybody that so they could just come. I think what we'd ask for is just sign up for one and then we'll send you the link and you can use it for.
I mean, I wouldn't mind hearing the introduction.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Again. And, I feel pretty good, gone through all my labs recently with Lisa.
Okay.
And it's the whole shebang. And actually I wanted to mention a few things in that regard. So I guess most of a recent change that I've made is to kind of focus more on some amino acid deficiencies, which are identified mostly, I guess, by the Genova ONE test, test. So I'm taking a powdered essential amino acids mix.
I think it has the one that they customize for you based on
it's made by now. It's just nine essential amino acids.
Okay.
And then I'm boosting. So where I was deficient was lysine, glycine, and a little bit on methionine.
Okay.
So I'm adding. So I take the essential nine, and then I add those three to it.
Perfect.
And then I don't know, a couple of other. I've got some powdered B vitamins. I add that in. And then I wait about an hour. I'm trying to. So does it make sense to? I've been waiting. About an hour before, then I'll drink a protein drink, like Sun Warrior.
It's better not to take individual amino acids with a higher protein because you want to be able to get them absorbed. It actually works well to take individual amino acids with more of a carb type of thing. So have it with a salad, have it with a smoothie or whatever, because the protein will compete. So you're trying to get these individuals in and there's a competition. So that's okay. A really good idea to wait.
So an hour's good enough, you think?
Yeah, I think an hour's good enough.
I mean, they're both liquids.
If you're eating a steak, I would say probably wait a couple of hours. But if you're just taking a protein powder, an hour is fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, good question. So, if you went over them with Lisa, you got the best. So she's amazing.
She uploaded my genetic data to some new program she's working with. And yeah, it's kind of an interesting, you get all these outfits that are coming out with different ways to analyze and display your information. That's kind of interesting.
I know. Did you see, was there anything different that showed up there from previous ones?
No, it's just organized differently.
Yeah, because I've got another one. I just got the kit and I need to send it in. But it always says, make sure you haven't had anything to eat or drink within 15 minutes. And whenever I pick up the kit and go, oh, I think I'll do it, I'm like, oh, I just had water. And I put it down and then I never get back to it. So, and it's a company that doesn't do all that 23andMe does, but they do some additional ones that they found to be like clinically relevant. They don't just do them for the sake of doing them, but ones that have studies and clinical relevance. So I'm curious to see how that goes. And I'm also going to do it two ways. I'm going to do their test, but I'm also going to upload my 23andMe to their upload or their report and see how they compare. I don't like to just jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, let's try this one and have people spend their money on a test and find out it wasn't any better or worse. So everybody's asking me, should I still do 23andMe? And I'm kind of annoyed at 23andMe for dropping so many really critical snips.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see how this one plays out. And there's one other that I'm going to get a kit for to test. So I'm curious to see what Lisa has and what she's running it through. There's a lot of them now, right? Years ago, first of all, it was just Genova. And they did this panel that if you did everything, it was like $3,000 or $4,000. So hardly anybody ever did it. They just did little snippets of it. And then 23andMe came out and they were like $500 when they first came out. And then they've come down. They came down to 99 and now I think they're $199. But now there's so many others that are doing it. And we'll see.
I thought this ONE test that Genova has is a pretty good one. I don't think it was that expensive.
How does it compare to NutriVal? Because you did NutriVal before.
Did the NutriVal before, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think the ONE doesn't have like fatty, it doesn't have the otis part of it, does it? The ONE. I think it's more like just the nutrients.
It doesn't include the stool part.
Okay. Well, I have to look at that and compare because I think it has pieces. Like if you look at the NutriVal and the ONE, there's some pieces that they both have. And then there's some pieces that one has and the other doesn't.
But I'd done a methylation test and also a fatty acid test. I did all this testing all pretty much within 2 days of each other.
Did you do the vitamin research or the doctor's data on the methylation one?
Doctor's data. But Lisa really wanted me to get, Genova's got a new test, but Direct Labs didn't have it available at the time.
So, they have a new methylation pathways one.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'll talk to her about it because we can always, anything from Genova, we can put on the site because they'll let us order anything. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the methylation gives you like all the different places in the methylation cycle to see. Okay.
We did that because on my Dutch test, you know, that methylation speedometer was like, all the way, you know, it was all the way to the left, I guess, was. Mm-hmm. And so she was trying to analyze that some more.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you exactly what her analysis was.
Well, we'll look at that. You still have like a bunch of calls lined up with me that you haven't taken, so.
Yeah, I know.
Got to use them at some point. Can't keep saving them. All right. All right, thanks, Jay. Yeah, Debbie.
So I signed up for the 23rd and I tried to unsign up for tomorrow, you know, just so you knew when I was coming. But I don't know if that went through.
I think you were still on there and I went, huh, I wonder which one and I thought you said you were going to move it to that day. So no worries because tomorrow there's not as many folks on there. So.
Okay, right. So then the 23rd, and yeah, I'd be willing to do it. Go over to another day if we need to.
24th.
At least by then I'll have a really good amass of, I had took a ton of tests about 2 days ago.
Okay, good. Yeah, so you should have them back by then.
So, and then I had some questions for you. I'm trying to figure out if there's ways to tell the difference when you have a reaction to something, what could be like the allergy end and what's maybe the maybe too much of a detox. Yeah. I'll tell you what it was. And then maybe you can give me some hints of like troubleshooting this, but, so you know, I've had with the fibroids, I've been having, flooding. I've been having excessive like hemorrhaging basically. And so, I've been really trying to find something the last time it happened, not this cycle, but the previous one, I actually did end up in the hospital.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I was, I just had too much blood loss and I started fainting. So I did end up in the hospital, but luckily I was just on the edge of a transfusion and I didn't have to have one.
Oh, good.
Because I didn't want
to. Are you back on the high doses of like the liver and stuff to get your iron back up? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm taking now Ferrichel, which is, I found an iron I can, it's a Designs for Health iron that I can actually tolerate.
Oh, good.
So I'm taking one of those, sometimes two of those. But when I had my last cycle, I was afraid because it was the first one since the previous. So I had been, it had been suggested to me these herbs that are, you know, women's herbs to help lady's mantle. Mm-hmm. I already determined that shepherd's purse didn't work for me, but I had the lady's mantle and the yarrow. So yeah. I did it. I mean, I did like 3 or 4 times a day. And you know, pretty good doses of it. And I think it did actually make a difference. It didn't, you know, I still had some flooding, but it wasn't, you know, 7 or 9 days. It was just like 4 days and it was some parts of the day were not as bad. So I think that they actually, it's the only thing I did different. I think that they somehow made it a little bit more tolerable. However, after 4 days of it, I had like hives and itching, but then I also had, you know, kidney soreness and what felt like UTI starting and just feeling sick like you do when maybe you've Hirschheimer's or whatever that's called.
Hirschheimer's reaction.
And but then also there was the histamine. And so anyhow, it's gotten better as far as how I'm feeling. I'm still got rashes and stuff that haven't fully gone away. But I'm thinking it was the herbs because again the only thing I did different.
Was it a combo or were they separate?
I did them together. So
you did them together, but did they come together?
No, the two herbs.
You can do them separately if you can.
Yeah, I have separate tinctures of them. One's like a Hawaii farm and the other's another one, but they're glycerite. So I had the tincture separate, but I did combine them every time I did it. Okay. So I'm trying to tease it out because I want to use them again next cycle. You know, because I don't want to end up, you know, hemorrhaging again. But at the same time, I did mention this to Lisa, and she's worried about me having a worse type allergy reaction because I'm kind of maybe primed for them now. Yeah. But I can't tell what's what. And
a couple of things come to mind, right? A histamine reaction definitely suggests it's an immune system response and an IgE-mediated immune system response. One of the things you might try, and I don't know, you know, how, because it's a tincture, so that will penetrate, is to do a little topical application, like before your period comes, just to see if that triggers that response, and it'll be localized, so that way it's not systemic. So you may try that a few times, maybe like 2 or 3 times a day, and just see if you get an area that gets that localized swelling. And I would try maybe one on one arm and one on the other and see. I'm not 100% sure that that would work, but I know that the alcohol-based ones will get in. They will penetrate and see if that makes a difference. And the other aspect is not to take a full dose. Now, when this happened, did it happen after several days of taking a full dose? It didn't happen the first time.
No. The first couple days, I seemed to be okay. And I can't remember when it started, but certainly by the last day, which was the 4th day, I was thinking, oh, I think I've had too much of this. And I don't normally take full doses 3 or 4 times a day, but I felt really desperate. So I just, because for my body size and sensitivity, I rarely do that. But I felt like I didn't even think about, at the time, I just thought if it can help me, it doesn't matter. But now thinking about it for the next cycle, I want to be thoughtful about it. So.
Yeah. So, how long do you think it will be? I know they've been a little erratic.
Well, I'm on day 14 and thank God I'm not spotting. So I might go, my last one was a full cycle. I went to day 20 through day 29 and I started on day 30. So I had a 29 day. It could be another 29 day.
Okay.
So I've got some time.
You got some time to play. So, and at what point, where's the rash now? The reaction, is it?
It's still, you know, it was all gut. It's still, it's improving, but I still am pretty itchy on my sides.
Mm-hmm.
Still got some kind of little bit of bleeding where it kind of gets kind of like that, where it's little sores and they kind of bleed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to wait some time now, you know, before it clears up, but are you putting anything topically on the areas where the rash.
No, I'm not. And I should just say one other thing, just so I don't forget. I am on Vitex as well, but I'm on Vitex every day, morning and night, and I'm doing that for like a 3-month period to maybe help with the whole, you know, progesterone and maybe balance this whole thing out. And so I thought to myself too, could that be a part of this? And how would I even know?
You've been on it for a while though.
Yeah, I've been on it for a while.
So. Yeah, it's most likely either one of those herbs, or did you introduce any new food during that time period?
I kind of did right after. I kind of did. I ate out a little bit more than I normally do. And so, yeah, that's why it's a little bit
tricky.
I kind of messed it up a bit there. Yeah. So
in terms of getting some of the reaction, the skin reaction down, things like coconut oil, aloe vera, some sort of comfrey might actually work. That just came out. It wasn't what I intended to say, but maybe that was a good thing that it came out. But calendula was what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
Right. A calendula. Yeah, to help that. And even, what's that?
I've got some calendula salve that would work great.
I'd love to. I need Diana's calendula salve that I've been hearing about. Yeah.
There you go, the brand new, fresh.
Send me your mailing address.
There you go. Send her your mailing address, she said.
I will.
Got to be U.S. mail. That's the only way we can ship out here. Send me your mailing address. You can PM me on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay, so you will do that, right?
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, you most likely have some coconut oil around. And look to see what other kind of soothing emollient type things you might have around just to calm it down, right? I don't want to see you, castor oil even, a little bit of castor oil on it could be helpful. I just don't want to see you try something and then get way worse, right? So since it took about 4 days, you could try just taking a spot that doesn't have any reaction. You know, is it the inner arm? Is it the back? Whatever, someplace where you could easily see. And then put some of that several times a day on and see if you have a localized reaction to one or the other, right? But it could have been eating out.
I know that, and it could have been a combination. I think, though, it was, I feel like that, though, before I even ate out, the kidney pressure and the bladder kind of stuff was coming on after the herbs. And I get that when I've tried to do some kind of antimicrobial that my body can't get rid of. And yarrow is an antimicrobial. Mm-hmm. So that's why I thought, oh, maybe it's just that. But then I had both. So it's a little confusing.
Yeah. Yarrow has astringent properties and anti-bleeding. So if you start to bleed, you know, you pack it with yarrow. It also has some liver support. And in the liver support, perhaps it was over-stimulating the detox, right? And then your body couldn't actually eliminate, because you tend to have sluggish bowels. You may not have eliminated some of the toxins that the liver was stimulated to release or to activate, you know, to detox, and you couldn't get rid of them. So that could be it. I'm more leaning towards that, the yarrow causing something like that, than the lady's mantle.
Yeah, that's my gut feeling too. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Yeah.
Right. So there's a couple of things you could do. I would certainly try the topical. It can't hurt. So if it starts to get irritated, you know, there was a problem with that. The other thing is just, when this calms down, you know, if it's before the cycle, great. Just try the lady's mantle for a few days. Don't try both of them together.
Okay.
Just try both of them. Sometimes
and small amount this time, probably much smaller amount.
Yeah, I would go with smaller amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't want you to have a dose that's not going to be as effective.
I know. And that's why, because I wanted that astringency. I wanted to stop the bleeding, and it didn't have an effect somewhat. I mean, it was improved. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So try it, and then, you know, try it before your period starts. And if you do the lady's mantle, my tendency would be to just do the whatever dose you did of the lady's mantle last time, this time.
Okay.
And see. And if after 4 or 5 days, you're not seeing any issues, and really be more in tune to it, because last time you weren't really looking, but really be more in tune to it. Then if you feel brave, once your period starts, try the yarrow, but the yarrow I would go really slowly with.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And don't worry about the Vitex at this point, because I had started that before. And
yeah. I doubt it's the Vitex, because you did start that before.
You know, the one thing I had when I was eating out that I hadn't been eating is I'd been off eggs for, I don't know, at least 6 weeks to do a trial. And I did have some eggs, but I don't know that eggs would do that much of a reaction. So
anything can cause anything. So if you have a sensitivity to something and then you stay away from it and you reintroduce it, can create a problem. So there's, you know, there's things to be suspect of.
Yeah, and that it came a little bit after, but it probably didn't help if they had a sensitivity. It probably just added to, huh? So do you think I should just go off it again and then reintroduce that more methodically?
The eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Anytime you reintroduce something and there's a reaction, you don't know. So you pull it out again, you wait, and then you reintroduce it again. If you have the same reaction, then probably it. But one time can be just a random type of thing.
Okay. Yeah. They're just so much an easy food at that time, you know, to digest, that I think when I was out, it was about the only thing I could order. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. Okay. This helps. It's all kind of like detective work here to figure out.
Yeah. And if you're out, I mean, most of the time when you're out, you're not going to get eggs from chickens that have been, you know, rolling around and right. Yeah. That's the issue as well. It makes a huge difference on what are they fed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it just was, it wasn't a good combination, but this, at least I have an approach now to kind of work on it.
Okay. Well, good luck. Keep us posted, but definitely try the tincture on the arm. Cause I think, you know, I don't know, Diana, what do you think about putting a tincture? You think a tincture on the arm could create a histamine reaction if there's a.
It would be very localized.
Yeah. It would be very localized. That way she's not having a.
I wouldn't put it on a super sensitive spot, but somewhere on the outside of the arm, not the inside.
Not the inside. Yeah, that's a good point.
But that would be a good test. What I was thinking, I was going to ask you, but yarrow is usually taken as a tea.
Yeah, I got it as a tincture because that's the only thing I could find at the time. Maybe that's better as a tea. I don't know.
Yeah, do the test, the skin testing first, but it could possibly be the glycerite form is bothering you. Yarrow is really a pretty mild herb. And I mean, so many people drink yarrow tea, but it's so good at stopping bleeding. That they call that the soldier's herb. The Roman soldiers would carry the seeds with them and they'd plant it everywhere they went, because when they were fighting with swords, and so they would get a big old gash and they'd just grab the yarrow, literally grab the green leaf and stuff it into the wound. It would cauterize the stop the bleeding right now.
Wow.
So it was specifically carried around with by the Roman soldiers for that purpose. But, you know, most people do take it as a tea. So it's interesting. That was just my comment. And it could, like I said, it also might have something to do with the glycerite form.
It might be. I wonder if it's corn glycerite, if you're reacting to corn.
Yeah, and I didn't get that one from herb from a Hawaii farm, which I do well with. It's the yarrow is that like nature's answer, you know, one of those that I could get on Vitacost. It was hard to find yarrow, actually.
This is Lynn. Diana's comment made me think of cayenne pepper.
That's
nature's answer. Yeah, realized I will sometimes use cayenne pepper because I always have that around on scrapes and stuff with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Cayenne's so good. Because you can make a cayenne pepper tea.
Yeah.
So anyway, your comment.
With your stomach, that's the only concern I would have. She tends to have.
But if you make it as a tea.
Yeah.
It's not as potent.
Well, make it as a tea and try drops. Just
exactly.
You know, Debbie is a really super sensitive stomach.
Yep.
Oh, no. We got to be really careful of their tummies, even on the things that most of us can tolerate. They don't tolerate real well.
Then I only do cayenne as a tincture because it doesn't go through the digestive system. It goes under the tongue.
Oh, like
and, separate. And again, you can put the tincture in hot water.
Yep. There's another.
Yeah, and just like you said, do drops. So that it, I would, when Diana mentioned that, it was like, oh yeah, I also used, so I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Cayenne, yeah. Yeah.
You know, one that I didn't try yet is witch hazel. I got a tincture from Hawaii Farm of glycerite witch hazel. And I just didn't try it because it, I don't know, I was a little scared of it. But
witch hazel is also stops bleeding. So I'm just going to look up Hawaii Farm.
Diane, have you ever worked with witch hazel too?
Not internally. I use it a lot and for external. Yeah,
for external.
I have actually taken witch hazel and infused it with calendula as a skin tonic, an astringent for like face wash and stuff, and disinfecting skin. So,
all right. So they use high quality ingredients,
yeah.
Certified organic, ethically sourced. Let me see if they say what their glycerite is extracted from. Because I think corn is a common one, and corn is an allergen. Alcohol freak herbal extract. Let's see. Okay, Acacia, I'm going to look up what you did, which would be RO.
Yeah, Debbie, you might have to email them.
You think? Yeah.
I've tried looking for a phone number for them, but I can't find one anywhere.
Well, the Yarrow was actually nature's mantle.
The Yarrow, yeah. I want to look at what so it was the lady's mantle.
The lady's mantle is Herb Farm.
Herb Farm.
I mean, Hawaii Farm.
Hawaii Farm. Dried herb, and glycerate, peaches.
Yarrow is, nature's.
Non-GMO, gluten-free. Expert. Okay, so it says gluten-free, but it doesn't say corn. It doesn't say what it is. It might be worth. Okay, so let's go. Nature's what? Nature's.
Nature's answer. It's really tiny writing. Yeah, it looks like nature's answer. It looks like that.
Okay, let's see. Alcohol-free yarrow. Let's see. 1 fluid ounce. Okay. Does it say gluten-free on it?
Yeah, it says gluten-free, alcohol-free.
Okay. Just want to make sure. It doesn't say what's, and it only shows, it shows the back of it. Let's see. Vegetable glycerin. Yeah. It's not organic. I don't know if that makes a difference. Yeah. I think, you know, contacting the companies might be worthwhile to find out what is the glycerin made with.
Okay. What is the glycerin made with? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like you disappeared.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your guidance with that.
Yeah, no worries. Keep us posted. All right. Who else has questions or comments or ways we can support you? Sandra.
Yeah. So just to know what to expect, what kind of tests are you planning to review or is your plan to review in the lab retreat?
Whatever blood tests. So we're going to run the blood chemistry report and put them in the master tracker and then be looking at that. And then from there, I like to do that because from there, I could see, is there an indication that you might need a more advanced test from that? Or like for you, because you've had previous ones to compare them and compare how have you done and which of the markers that were out of balance before have come into balance and make sure there's nothing else that's gone out of balance.
I ordered an oats test. Is there anything that I need to avoid before doing that test?
Whatever it says on there, I'm thinking that because it's measuring some of the vitamins, it may say to avoid taking like B vitamins or supplements right before that. Okay. I would say just follow the instructions. I don't have all of them memorized. I know, you know, for sure, like the Dutch test is don't take hormones, avoid caffeine.
And quercetin.
And quercetin. Definitely does quercetin. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. When this is avoid something, for how long before the test?
Usually they'll say, like some of them say for 10 days, some of them say for 3 days. Okay. Something like caffeine, it would be just that day. You know, the 2 days, if it's a, you know, a collection for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for like for the stool tests, for example, they'll say avoid probiotics and avoid antimicrobials. And we will do that the first time we do a stool test. And that's usually would be a week to 10 days. But once we've done the test and we want to see how is your protocol working, I usually have people stay on that protocol throughout unless there's a specific ingredient that gives a false positive.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this clean. So not, I mean.
With Isabel. Yeah.
Yeah. And the gut cleans too.
Are you doing this before you run the test? I would run the test after the cleanse.
After the cleanse.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. If you run it before and then you do the cleanse, we're shooting in the dark. Right. Yeah. You may have reversed some of the imbalances there. Normally, if somebody's going to do like a liver cleanse or, you know, a gut cleanse, I'll say wait at least a month.
Okay.
Weeks before you do the testing, because your body's in that state of flux and adjustment, and you want to get the benefit from it. Why test before? Let's test after. And if you have unlimited funds and you want to just like be real scientific, you test before and then you test after.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if you can afford to do that, do you really want to spend your money?
Sure, yeah.
Right? Go out and buy an outfit instead or some new clay and whatever else.
Will that apply to the Dutch test or not at all?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you're going to do some sort of a cleanse or some sort of specific healing protocol, I would test after, right? If you're going to do it anyway, if we're using the test to determine what the right protocol is, then of course you do it before, then we give you the protocol and then you do it again after. But in this case where you're just going to do this cleanse, right? You're planned on doing it. It's a good thing to do. Let's see how that affects you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could add, like I said, scientific curiosity, right?
No, I don't
but
know.
But pain in the neck, you have to collect. Yeah, you know, it's not. Yeah.
All right.
It costs a few $100 every time you do that, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I can think of better.
Sounds like a good plan. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's why I always end up, I have all these tests and then I'm like, I don't end up doing it because I just did a 5-day fast. And then I'm traveling, so I can't do it after that. And then I'm like back to doing another cleanser fast. And I'm like, my tests have been sitting there for 4 years, some of them. It's terrible. I paid for these tests and then they're sitting there. I have to go do them. I have a lot of them. All right, guys, what else? Anything else before we? Tonight, I know I want to see
a comment on your labs. The cobbler's children have no shoes.
Exactly. That's the way it goes, right? I don't know. I haven't done my labs in so many years. I don't know. I assume they've been good, but I haven't done them in a long time. Yeah. I paid for a complete panel with Dr. Hopkins' lab a year and a half ago. And I haven't done it. Oh, well, no, it was about a year ago. It was about last October-ish that I did it. I'm like, that's great. And I'll wait, you know, and I'm going to take some time off over Christmas. So I'll plan it and then I'll go to the lab and I never did it. And then I got busy and then I traveled. So I'm hoping to do it this year and just do like all of them at the same time. I have a Dutch. I have an oak.
Yeah,
I have
a whole bunch of them. Lynn says, put it on your calendar.
Oh, that doesn't work for me. I'm a spontaneous nut. You know, I don't know. Calendars, timers, none of that works. I do things on my own time. So that calendar stuff works for her. It works for other people, but I am so anti-rigid, anti-like structured. Like I tried that once. I tried like, okay, I'm going to get up at 6:30. I'm going to meditate. Then I'm going to go exercise. I'll do some stretching and then I'll go for a run and then I'll eat breakfast. And then I'll like, it lasted one day. And they're like, nobody can tell me what to do. I just have to do it when I want to do it. Right. So, yeah. Don't work for me. Diana, you're saying something, but we can't hear you. Oh, you had your mouth open. No?
I'm back.
Oh, she was saying I'm back.
Room, so
anything I'm back. Else? So who is anybody here going to be on that call tomorrow? I mean, some of you can be there and listen, but if there's nobody to do the labs of, I'll just pull somebody's labs and just start talking about it so that I have that prep kind of thing to show you the report and the sections of the report and what it all means. And then you can listen for yourself. I originally
signed up for tomorrow, but I changed it to the 23rd. And it looks like for some reason my work email is there instead of my personal. Oh.
All right, let me go. I'm going to look to see who I have listed here. Heather, Donna, you're signed up for tomorrow, but you said you can't make it tomorrow, right? You're not going to be there tomorrow. Okay.
Dr. Rita Marie, I'm going to be trying out that Express Lab that was a possibility for me getting a hot run on one of my CBC numbers. I'm going to do that tomorrow after I get my Quest Lab done. But I'm not going to bother doing it if they can't run it right then.
Because because you don't want the clumping.
Right. I want it to stay warm. And if they'll do it, it's only $8 for the CBC and $10 for the Pope.
Oh, my gosh.
So I might actually be able to come home with some labs, which
the
fact that I can get it done and get it run hot would be fantastic.
Yeah, if they can do it,
that'd be great.
Would be really awesome. So,
just, keep your fingers crossed and we'll just hope for a big surprise tomorrow. But otherwise, we wait for the cold frozen sample to get sent to Seattle.
It'll be a week or 5 days or whatever.
I've already had them note that on the form. So we'll try the different tubes again.
Oh, yeah. I know you had it really good success at one of them, but.
Yeah, the one that the health fair lady did that she held under her, under her arm all the way to Pocatello. Yeah. And then walked it into the lab.
It under her arm. How dedicated is that? That's so sweet.
Well, that's a 4-hour drive too. So, I mean, plus I was one of the first ones at the health fair. So she was there for 4 hours at the health fair, keeping that tube under her arm and then the whole drive back to Pocatello and then walked it into the emergency room and had them run it right there at the hospital.
Oh my God! You should have sent her roses.
It went so far beyond. It was great. It's just great. But anyway, I'm hoping that if I can get this one hot, it would be great. I'm actually hoping that the original sample that's going to go to Seattle doesn't clump. I just tested. I should have kept this on. I just tested my postprandial for after my dinner meal.
Yeah.
My peak glucose is 100, but my hemocrit is 35.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping tomorrow is going to be fantastic results.
Wow. This,
yeah, that's my, I've been running mostly in the 40s, so which is a much improvement over the mid 50s.
Oh yeah, and 35 seems low, but for you, it's
good news.
It's good news, right?
And so is 100 for after, that's my peak meal, after meal.
So I'm going to take Donna off. I've got Heather, Anya, Parjanya. It's kind of like Hana Ora. It took me like half the year last year to get her name right. Now it just flows off my tongue. So Parjanya. Okay. So Parjanya, Joseph Budimer, Sarah Budimer, and I don't know because I saw them on the other one too. So I think they may not be Rich, Lynn Lowe, and Angelica. But it's a very small call. So if you have labs and you want to be there, it'll be good. We'll have a lot of time to go over.
So I just registered.
You just registered? Okay, cool. Let's see.
Well, I plan to come tomorrow just to listen and learn. But yeah. I actually just finally ordered my labs today.
Okay.
But something that... Diana said, brought me up a question. She's talking about testing her blood sugar. And I haven't been testing yet. I need to do that. I've got your basic One Touch Ultra, but it only gives you blood sugar. And she's talking about hemocrit and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
that's the Keto Mojo, and they're not going to be doing that anymore. They got told by the FDA they weren't allowed to do that anymore.
I wondered about that because I saw something flip by on the Facebook site and
yep,
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
So I'm good with One Touch Ultra.
The One Touch Ultra is one. It was in my, it runs a little high. So here's what I would recommend. Before you go to the lab, you know, test it in the morning. And then when you get to the lab, right before you go in, test it. And then right before you have, right after you come out, test it. And just see.
When I go to the labs to get my work, my blood work done in the next few days. Because I just got the stuff in today. They probably won't get me the things till late tomorrow or something.
Yep.
They're running.
So right before, so I would test it first, fasting first thing in the morning. I would test it like right when you get to the lab before you go in. Test it. And then right after they take your blood, test it again. Let's kind of, that's a way to see how well your meter is doing. So you know how it compares.
How it calibrates with their, with Quest Labs.
I know, Jay, you did it once, didn't you? And you got it was within like 3 to 5 points or something.
Yeah, it was really close.
It was really close. Yeah, and that was on the Keto Mojo, right?
I did it in the car in the parking lot right before I went in, and then I did it in the car when I got right back out.
Yeah. It just helps you to calibrate, you know, to see how well yours is doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, thanks.
Blood sugar moves around a lot, kind of like blood pressure. So, yeah, you got to do it.
You got to do it right there. Even like if you did it right in the lobby before you went in and then in the lobby right after you went out. I don't know how they feel about that, but somebody, you know, it's like by the time you get it, they're going to stop you and you already did it. So,
yeah.
Well, it's a small little where I usually go is a small little thing that's in my grocery store. There's a Quest Lab in the
Quest
back of the grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah, Vaughn's grocery store.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a question.
Sure, Rachel.
When you talk about the Dutch, can you explain about that? Like, is that, I don't know what that means, and that's something to be ordered, or what is that?
Yeah, it's a test that it stands for dried urine test for comprehensive hormones. It's like, it's weird when you say it because they did it so that it spelled a word.
Okay.
And it basically tests your adrenals.
Okay.
Tests your sex hormones. It also tests organic acid so you can get a sense of B12, B6, glutathione, melatonin, and some of the neurotransmitters.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a test. It's part of, it was a bonus if you did a full pay on Gold or Gold Plus.
No.
So, you know, it would be like a $300-something test. It's an amazing glimpse, right? We did three of them on that body balance call today. But there, you know, it's a really good glimpse at what's going on functionally in the body. Yeah.
Okay. Is that on your lab work website, that place where
they
you order stuff
there.
Or where is that?
They have it there, but they charge like $100 more than we charge for it. We don't add anything on, you know, except for like $20 for the handling thing. We should, because it takes us a lot of handling. But they, I think Direct Labs, I don't know if they do it, but Direct Labs usually adds on for the functional testing quite a bit, like $100 approximately. We add just because we're nice guys and we don't do it to make a profit. We just do it as a service for our high-end clients.
Okay.
So you can do it that way. We'll look at that and see if you need it. And not everybody does, but if hormones are an issue, if stress, which your situation there is a lot of stress.
Yes.
But here's what I like to do. I like to get you doing stuff first, right?
Sure.
I like to get you really cleaning things up first.
Yes.
One of the things you'll get, some of you might have already gotten it today, but in the newsletter tomorrow, we're going to mention that we have this new program, but it's really just pieces of other programs. We call it Everyday Hormones Energy Jumpstart. And it's a short, like, blast through the different hormone systems. So you get to do, like, this thing here, this thing there. And it's, like, quick, short actions that you can do today to support. And we take you through the seven pillars for 1 week. We take you through digestion, you know, and every day or two, there's another thing. Today, here's something to do. Tomorrow, here's something to do. We just take you through about 7 weeks. And we timed it right now so that it takes you through the end of the year. Because nobody wants to jump in and do a full-blown gut repair test right before the holidays. Like, it's not good timing, right? So we're going to take you through these little jumpstart. It's basically a jumpstart to help you. And then at the beginning and the end, you do your assessments and you see what's still left at the end. Oh, wow, the blood sugar is really great right now, but the digestion really needs work. So then focus on that and we'll go through those systems in more detail, you know.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Long answer to an easy question. That's me. <For both. laughs> I just like to be thorough. Yeah. So you should see that if some of you might have gotten an email today that says, congratulations, you're registered for this. That wasn't supposed to go out today, but I know somebody told me earlier today that she got it. It was supposed to go out tomorrow after the newsletter so that, you know, in the newsletter we said, hey, watch your inbox. And now here it is. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Anybody else? Well, good. Well, I'll see some of you tomorrow. For those of you who I won't see tomorrow, we'll see you soon next week. What else do we have coming up? Let me look at my calendar. I think I'm actually going to be calling in from San Diego on Monday, Tuesday. So whatever calls we have. So on Tuesday, we have office hours. So if you have any questions that come up between now and then, and especially if you are on the lab call and it triggers some questions like, oh, should I get this lab or what? That, oh, and then Claudia, one of our NEPT students, she's a natural vision teacher. And on Tuesday at noon, she's going to be doing a talk on natural vision enhancement. So I highly recommend that. She has some really cool stuff. And then, let me see. What's this one? I think the rest of these are all private calls. So, what is that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So on Tuesday, we have those two calls. Sorry, they're back to back, but November turned out to be a short month with holidays and travel things and all that. And then on the 23rd, we have the followed by the vital. I didn't want to start it any earlier than 10 a.m. because that's already 8 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. So I figured, you know, it's 10 till 2 and then I have to hop off. So if we miss anybody, we'll just move you to the 24th. And we'll come up with a time. We'll talk about it then. And then that other week, what else do we have? Most of these are practitioner calls. Yeah. Vital Q&A call. So you have plenty of opportunity to get your questions answered between your calls with your coaches and these calls and then the vital calls. And we figured we didn't want to leave you any big length of time where you didn't have access to somebody to ask questions with. And you can always post on the Facebook group because somebody's bound to answer you within 15 minutes. So, anything else before we go?
Yes, I've got a question. I was looking at the page on ordering a Dutch test and there's like 4 different varieties and there's one that's complete with HPA axis.
That's the typical one. That's the one that you've had done before. They have a Dutch Plus, which also gives you saliva in the morning. You do a couple of saliva draws as well. Oh, you got the Dutch Plus. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so they have the Dutch, which is just the sex hormones. They have Dutch that's just the adrenals. That's the HPA. And then they have the Dutch Complete. And then they have the Dutch Plus. And then the one that you don't have to deal with is the Dutch cycle mapping. Don't order that one, please.
Yeah, I think I figured that one out.
Okay, good.
Although I have my times during the month.
You have your times during the month. Okay. I don't know if they'll help you figure it out. Anya, did you have anything? No? You good? Okay. Good. And for those of you who have those bonus tests, you also got a bonus call with me to go over it. So you should have had a link for that. For those of you who are Gold Plus, get your quarterly scheduled with me. And if you go to the link and you don't see anything on the calendar till next March, please reach out. Reach out to Monique at drritamarie.com and she will find you time somewhere. She'll squeeze you in somehow. Okay? All right. All right, guys. See some of you tomorrow and have a good evening. Are those blue light blockers, Susanna?
Yes.
Good. How do you like them?
They're too big. They kind of fall. My nose. I want some that are smaller.
Smaller, yeah. Do you find any difference in sleep when you wear them?
I just like them enough to wear. I'm not very consistent because they have a really small nose, and I don't know if you can tell, but they just come down and pinch.
They do come down pretty far, yeah.
They come down too far, and they pinch my nostrils, and I don't.
Oh.
And they're heavy. They're very heavy because I got to wear my glasses.
So
the jury is not in.
Not. There are some people say that they've gotten prescription lenses with that in it, where it like almost like those photosensitivity ones. They can change. I don't know how that works.
They do have some places they offer blue blockers. We were into the an optic and they show me a difference between a lens with and without, and it was interesting.
It's interesting, and be careful of doing blue light blockers all day long. There was a recent study that showed that it really throws things off, that you
use the
blue light at certain times of day to
set
the circadian rhythm. So you'd want to make sure that you switch. Yeah.
What I'm hoping to find is some that, I put them on.
Well, the ones that flip up and down?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Those clip onto your glasses.
They clip onto my glasses. What I really need is some that don't have this metal thing around it, if you can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I could trim it and make it fit like it was plastic.
Okay, gotcha. So if it was like a wireless rimless. A
wireless one. But these, you can see they're gigantic. And
they are big. They're probably just meant for anybody in, you know, all different kinds of glasses, right? So.
Right.
All right, guys. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.